Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan's here. I'm glad she's here, too. Marcia's a great member of our Brain Trust now. More than 6 years she's been hanging out with us, the founder and CEO of the Egan Group, certified business coach, author of Inbox Detox, and our good friend Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, Marcia, one of the things that we've talked about on the show before is the difference. Well, a lot of people manage change, but we've been taught here by some of our Brain Trust members not just to manage change. It's not enough to manage change. You have to lead change. And
okay.
And I know what's on your mind today is not just to manage stress, but to reduce stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're two different things, aren't they?
Well, yes, they are, because you have to manage stress once you have it. And part of reducing or not being stressed out is to not get there in the first place.
Right.
And so much of what I work with my coaching clients, Jim, is to be intentional about what they do rather than having to react all the time. And it might not sound like it's a really big difference, but there is a difference between managing the stress because you already have it and reducing stress before it happens. And there are a number of things that we can do to kind of stop it at the door rather than having to deal with it after we're starting to pull our hair out and not eat and not think clearly and not be able to manage our businesses.
Well, it's a similar type of philosophy to me of how you think about your customers. It's a lot less stressful, a lot more profitable to work on keeping existing customers than it is to try to go find new ones.
Oh, exactly.
Right? So
exactly.
So if you can prevent something from happening, if you can prevent a customer from leaving you, then you're way ahead of the game. If you can prevent a problem from occurring, you're way ahead of the game.
Exactly.
By the way, that's what leadership does. When I talk about leading change, that's what leaders do. Leaders don't let change run over them. Leaders lead. They run over other people with their change.
Oh, exactly. And once again, it goes to the word intentional and intentionality and being proactive rather than reactive about things. This life that all of us are living right now has so much information, so many people, so many interactions that there are way too many people out there who are on the reactive treadmill, and they're always trying to catch up on their life rather than get ahead of it.
Right.
And that is a challenge because there's so many more choices than there used to be. I think I saw the statistic that Benjamin Franklin made the number of decisions Benjamin Franklin made in a month is what the average American is making in 3 hours.
Right.
Now.
I believe it. I believe it. Well, it's because of the compression of time between different new models. But one of the things that I've decided is that there are many things that you can prevent from happening, but there's some things you can't. Some things just are going to happen. They're going to surprise you. People are going to drop into your lives. Deals are going to drop into your lives. There's no way you could have seen them coming. And if you haven't gotten rid of the things that you can avoid, then you can't deal with the surprises.
That's exactly right. There's a great analogy about this, and that is when you think about, you can use it for just about anything, but let's just think about stressors and a rain barrel. And you know, the rain barrel, when it's empty, can handle a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And so every little stressor that you have is like a drop of water or a cup of water or whatever into that rain barrel. And when it gets really near the top, one little last thing that was unexpected, as you just mentioned,
right,
can make the barrel break.
That breaks the surface tension and causes it to overflow.
Either of the two. And so the challenge is to get it out of there before it's anywhere near the top. So that's one of the strategies for reducing stress, is to manage it as it's happening and kind of get rid of it and deal with it mentally rather than letting it pile up.
And there are two ways to do that. One is, as you said earlier, is to prevent it from happening. But once it does happen, don't just manage it. Get rid of it. Solve it. Shoot it between the eyes and bury it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we spend a lot of time rethinking and redoing and relooking at things rather than deciding.
When you see someone who is a crisis manager, what you can say about them, and this is a natural law, folks, it does not vary. Those are people who do not solve problems, they manage problems. And they're always managing 15 problems when only 3 of them really, they even need to still be managing. The other 12 should have been gone a long time ago.
Speaking to the choir here.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think? Why do you think we do that? Why do you think people don't get rid of their stuff? You think they think that that's their job? Okay, I'm in business. I'm supposed to manage problems.
I don't even, when people get into that mode, I don't even think they think about it. I think they're already on the treadmill and just not even standing back and saying which of these are important. And so this is, if you're, for the people listening out there, if you feel like everything you do is a reaction, it's kind of like, okay, stand back, handle what's urgent and important right now, but stand back. And one of the ways to reduce stress is to be very in touch with your priorities and to know what your priorities really need to be, rather than just wanting to check things off a list to feel good about checking them off the list.
You're probably also not a very good delegator. If you're a crisis manager, you're probably not a very good delegator, which I one time was. That was me. I was not a good delegator for a long time. We're going to come back and talk some more about how to get specific on reducing stress, not just managing stress, but reducing it, shooting it between the eyes and burying it. How about that? 20 after, right back with Marcia Egan. Marcia, give us your website quickly, please.
MarshaEgan.com, MarshaEgan.
Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.